Hello and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Catalina Albanu and this week we're going to be looking at tips and advice for student journalists who are just starting their training as the new academic year kicks off. From the very first weeks of your journalism training, you can start making a name for yourself in the industry. Whether you're doing an undergraduate course or a postgraduate degree, you can already get a head start. In this podcast, journalism.co.uk has collated some advice from journalism academics on how to make the most of your time in training and what support and resources are available for journalism students at universities. Our Twitter community also jumped in with some thoughts on what they wish they had known at the start of their journalism training, messages I've read to our podcast guests to get their advice. But first, let's hear what course leaders think journalism students should do to set themselves up for success. Barbara Rowlands runs the Magazine Journalism postgraduate course at City University in London. Here are her top tips.
Attend all the lectures, you know, that goes without saying. But I also think they should try and go to lectures that are not necessarily in their a specific journalistic area. So I run a print course and there are lots of speakers coming in generally in the evening, you know, from other disciplines like broadcast, television, you know, a news, there might be foreign journalists coming in. So really take everything that your department has to offer and act, you know, be like a piece of blotting paper, just absorbing everything. Then the other thing I think, if you have lots of speakers coming into your course from the industry, then really try and make contact with them. You know, the industry is really about networking and making contacts. So just go up to them, introduce yourself, say that you like their magazine or paper, and then perhaps email, do a follow-up email. You know, I run a postgraduate course. A lot of them come in saying, right, I want to be a music journalist or a sports journalist or a feature writer, which is absolutely fine, and that's what they might end up doing. But it's good to kind of take the blinkers off and understand that on these kind of courses, you can experiment with different sorts of journalism. So you might come in saying you want to be a feature writer and actually you find your strengths are in reporting or production. So it's an opportunity really to find out where your strengths lie.
And at Goldsmiths University, Miranda McLaughlin is the programme convener for the postgraduate digital journalism degree, a more technically oriented course where coding is a big part of the programme. She says being proactive even before your course has officially started is the way to go.
From the very beginning, in fact, sometimes just shortly before the start of the course, I'm letting all the students know of all the events that are coming up within the industry, whether there are any upcoming conferences that they need to book for. For example, you know, News Rewired is a great opportunity. There's also the meetups such as Hacks Hackers and Journo Coders. For our students, we encourage them to do a little bit of coding before they start on the program, and that's very specific to our course. So they're encouraged to do a bit of HTML, CSS, JavaScript and perhaps even some Python so they can really hit the ground running when they're learning how to do data journalism. I think mapping out a schedule is very important more broadly. So, you know, working out exactly when all your classes are, if you're working, how that fits in, but also, you know, looking at other events that are going on within the university itself. For example, we have a media forum where we have industry speakers come in and many other opportunities. So it's planning ahead, looking at what the events are coming up, and also planning when they're going to be doing the actual study, their individual study outside of the sessions.
So now that you're at university and perhaps already went to your first lectures and induction programmes, where else should you look within the institution to help further your career in the media?
In our university, you can go to workshops on how to do your best CV, how to write a CV, how to make it, how to tailor it for particular jobs, although we do that as well. But they also, we do mock interviews. If you're if you've got a job coming up, you know, our careers department can actually do a mock interview with the students just to prepare them. We also have an enterprise unit. So although we teach our students sort of entrepreneurship and we have a module called Journalism Innovation, they can also lock into our enterprise unit so that they could come up with a media concept, you know, that could work as a entrepreneurial startup, and so they can go slightly out of the department and get special training in that.
And don't forget that while your journalism coursework and projects should obviously have priority, there are other people within the university studying other areas of expertise who could become potential collaborators in the future.
There's many support services within the university in terms of, you know, career planning, any support for any learning challenges students are facing. But also, I think it's important for students to take advantage of the opportunities to collaborate with students from other disciplines. For example, with our program, some of the students are looking to collaborate with computing students on news gaming or working on a virtual reality project. So it's really a great opportunity for students to experiment with many different areas that may be directly related to their program or something slightly different.
And of course, there's the big question of work experience. A great university transcript can only get you so far if it's the only thing you have on your CV. On Twitter, a high percentage of the comments we received were favouring work experience instead of academic training as a way to get ahead in media. For example, a music and culture journalist based in London, @Manueki on Twitter, says work experience trumps qualifications. But universities can offer you ways to make contacts in the industry that could in turn lead to work experience. One way to start building your network is attending any lectures where industry experts speak about their work.
Go up to these speakers, however high level they might be, and we have editors and editorial directors coming in just to make contact with them. And the other thing, we do suggest that they join outside organisations like Women in Journalism. You know, students can join that, the National Union of Journalists, the Guild of Health Writers. There's journalism organisations that they can join through Meetup. You know, there are all sorts of journalistic organisations they could go, they could access workshops, but it would also allow them to make contacts in the industry. A lot of students who come actually do come having done work experience. They wouldn't get on the course if they hadn't, but it does tend to be in things like music reviews and also working on their student publication, which is fine. I think when they go for work experience, they really need to look for publications that will give them proper work experience. So that's at big organisations, whether it's national newspapers or national magazines or broadcast organisations, and they're doing journalistic work. I mean, I tend to advise students to go onto things like business-to-business magazines, like Estates Gazette or Pulse, you know, different magazines, because I know they get treated as part of a team. They'll go up, they'll be doing news stories and features, and they'll be doing podcasts and videos right from the word go, and that's what they actually need. They need really strong journalistic experience, and it doesn't matter that they don't know anything about, you know, property or construction or whatever the magazine's about. They pick that up quite quickly, and they're given small things to do, but they can get much bigger features, and that will really build their portfolio and be very impressive when they go for a job interview for whatever job it is.
Business reporter Karen Ho, @KarenKHo on Twitter, says journalism students should also find a great mentor. But how do you go about doing that?
In terms of finding mentors, apart from networking, another really good way of doing that is approaching a potential mentor to interview them for a profile. And that might fit within some of the work they can do as part of their course. It's an opportunity to interview the person, understand more about their motivations and how they got where they are, but also a chance to develop a relationship with that person, and perhaps they could provide advice down the track. In terms of work experience and internships, this is something that I work through with students on an individual basis, because it really depends on the level of skill required for the types of work experience they're after. For example, if they're looking for work experience as a data journalist, it certainly helps if they've got some of the core skills under their belt, you know, whether it's using Python for data mining or using D3 or HiCharts for data visualization. Having said that, I really encourage students to start finding work experience and internship opportunities from the very start, because there's different opportunities that come up over the course of their program, you know, whether it's in the Christmas break, Easter, or over the summer.
Another option to get work experience while at university is looking to the news outlets that already exist on campus. Student media, for example, or any hyperlocals with ties to the university. But if your campus does have a strong student media presence, is working with those outlets enough to set you apart from the crowd later on?
It's very much a balance, and it depends on what sort of operations, you know, what sort of newsrooms are already running on a particular university campus. for East London Lions, you know, it has a very strong reputation and it's a really great training ground, because when you're working with local media newsroom, you've got a great opportunity to meet with local contacts and politicians. It's much easier access. It's just as important as gaining industry experience. You know, this all adds to a portfolio. So I would very much encourage, a two-pronged approach, working on university-based news organisations as well as external industry ones outside of the university.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. What are you thinking at the start of your degree? And what would you like to know? Tweet us at Journalism News.